Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
Yeah!
We always win, right?
Yeah!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, apologies to the CDC in advance today. Actually, no, I don't care what the CDC thinks. We're going after them today. Look out, CDC. Wear your Robert Kendall Show
Since blackjack. When have we ever apologized to the CDC? What's wrong with
I
you?
Thought I was going to be nice out of the gate here, Super Don. Like, oh, he's on. He's Apollo. Oh, sweet. Sweet Robert.
Don't you miss Julie Gerberding?
Oh, no. No, I hear our good friend from the Earth Diet going, oh, Robert, you're so sweet. You've apologized. Yes. Oh, yes, the CDC. Brian Hooker, PhD, is back on the air this very day. And man, oh, man, does he have more revelations about what the CDC knew related to what? Vaccines and autism links. So stand by for that. Liam Sheff with some revelry next hour. We'll talk about that. But, hey, what do we got to launch into? Pediatricians group. Pesticides. Wait a second. Usually they kind of ignore pesticides. This time they're actually acknowledging it. This, according to HealthFinder.gov, Super Don, this is stunning. Pediatricians renew call for HPV vaccine for boys. Wait a second. That's an old story. That's the pediatrician group that likes to vaccinate every kid with everything, even if they don't need it, which they don't. But the story is bizarre because that same group, today they're reporting, they call it the leading pediatricians group. They're recommending what? Parents reduce pesticides at home. What?
Wow, something we would agree with.
Wow, this is like the broken watch at the AAP. They actually have acknowledged that pesticide exposure is not good for kids.
Interesting.
Dare they recommend organic food, too? They and Oprah Winfrey? And then, of course, Dr. Oz is now going to call the AAP an elitist organization because, my goodness, they're promoting orthorexia. You know this is where this is going.
It definitely could.
Now, here's the article. It opens up. Children are particularly vulnerable to potentially toxic effects of pesticides. How is it potentially? I guess it's if you're exposed to them and you're ingesting them, there's no more potential about it. It's actually happening. So they're recommending that steps be taken to limit kids' exposure to these chemicals as much as possible. Now, isn't that something we might have mentioned once or twice over the years?
I think maybe. I'll have to go back and listen to some old tape. I think we may have mentioned this once or twice before.
You know, finally, they're catching on to this. Now, they talk about the exposure from air, dust, soil, and food. Wow. And this was a recently published report, really, about this. I'm not making this up. This is not The Onion pretending that pediatricians are finally waking up to pesticide issues. But the AAP, the pesticide, or no, the I could call them the pesticide group, used to be, you know, the pediatrician pesticide group.
Right.
But they are talking about high doses, which can occur if a child unintentionally ingests a product such as weed or insect killer, known to cause serious problems, including vomiting, breathing problems, seizures, or even death. Now, we recognize that, acute pesticide poisoning. I mean, what idiot would not see that? So we give them, what props are we really giving them? I guess the props now is that they're acknowledging emerging evidence that long-term exposure to lower doses of pesticides can harm children. See, this is the big issue of contention, right? When I've gone on the air, ever since 1999, when I first broke into broadcast media, one of the first things I came out and said, listen, these pesticides are coming in at parts per million. We're not talking about acute ingestion, acute poisoning. We're talking about the subtle poisoning over time that the doctors, the dunderheads, would not acknowledge is real. They'd say, oh, it's just a minimal amount. It can't possibly cause a problem because it's hardly there at all. Yet, at parts per million, this lower exposure overwhelms the parts per billion and beyond that your enzymes and hormone, your endocrine system works at to make everything go, to help your development, to help your digestion, to help every metabolic function of the body to work. And parts per million has never been a small amount in terms of synthetic pesticides or even drug residues. But now, decades later, they're acknowledging what the Robert Scott Bell Show and Robert Scott Bell has been saying for years and years and years, that these pesticides can harm children even at low doses.
Right.
Now, Dr. Oz, what say you to parents who want to feed their children organic? Are they elitist? Are they undemocratic? Because they're now acknowledging this criminal organization known as the AAP that wants to vaccinate your child for anything and everything, including the human papillomavirus, which doesn't even cause cervical cancer.
Right.
Increased risk of brain cancer, leukemia. They're talking about minimal exposure over time. I'm personally shocked by this. I mean, I'm gladdened that they're finally catching on, but they actually say in this article to eat organic foods. Now it's like, what are we going to have to do, Super Don, to be cool, to be unusual, to be outside of the mainstream, right?
I know.
If they're
really
saying eat organic, what do we got to do now? Can we pack it up and go home?
What can we do? Yeah, what would be better than organic, right? Super organic, mega organic,
yeah,
ultra
right.
organic. I don't know. It's interesting though because you know you were talking about the low exposure, and you're right. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time. Obviously, you drink a glass of pesticide, you're going to get sick. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, they've always said, well, you know, you can, you're allowed, you know, you're able to process up to a certain amount and it's hard, you know, harmless and it's no big deal. And it kind of reminded me of the fluoride debate that we've had before.
Right.
Where it's interesting how they say that, you know, there's not that much fluoride in the water, right? It's it's an enormous amount. But it's that tiny bit of fluoride that they want to say is so amazing that it's going to solve, you know, cure all of the cavity problems of the children in the world.
Yes. Well, it's like the dunderheaded idiots of the TSA. And I'm sorry to be so blunt. No, I'm not. I'm not apologizing again. I'm sorry. I'm not. No. Oh, I'm so confused here. I'm just so confused because the AAP says pesticides are bad. But it's the TSA saying, when you ask them, hey, are you concerned about your radiation exposure from these machines? They're standing by.
A little bit.
It's just a little bit
of radiation.
Or you got to die of something. It's like, oh, I give up. You guys have no survival instinct whatsoever. And, of course, if you think modern medicine and Obamacare is going to save you at the last minute, no, that's not touchdown Jesus. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you at that point. It's too late.
There is nothing more frustrating than when you're trying to have a reasonable conversation with somebody and they come back at you with something like, you've got to die from something.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Okay. You know, what are you going to go bungee jumping tomorrow? Why don't we try skydiving without a parachute just for fun? You know, what are you, some crazy, crazy adrenaline rush type person?
Right, right. So they're actually, the AAP saying, maybe you should go organic with your kids. Hallelujah. And no, I'm just joking about what are we going to do to be cool and outside the mainstream. It's really, you know, some people, think about it, maybe plot every day, well, how can we do something that's radical to gain listeners? It's like, we've never had a meeting like that, have we? Just, let's see, what can we do today to just totally get so far outside that we'll outrage the citizenry?
I think so. We'll go, that reminds me of, you know, Mancow.
Yes.
You know, one of the things he did in order to really gain his popularity is he went out on a major bridge in the San Francisco Bay Area and completely stopped traffic during rush hour and gave somebody a haircut. I mean, yeah, it's those kinds of things. You're right. They're gimmicky. You know, it's like, hey, we'll make a name for ourselves. But hey, no, I mean, we've never thought of doing something like that. I think the closest we ever come is being part of the Milk Riders. Remember that?
Yeah,
that
was
good. But there was a reason. There was a purpose to it.
Absolutely. It was covering a legitimate news event, and we did not stop traffic, to my knowledge, at all.
No.
So, And you know, this, and by the way, so we're congratulating the pediatric group here today for acknowledging what they should have been acknowledging many years ago. And you mentioned the fluoride issue. Yes, that's very important. We mentioned also the same pediatric group that wants to, you know, shoot up your little boys and girls for human papillomavirus, which clears in most every case and does not cause cervical cancer. Now, there's another story here, and this ties into where we're going to go in a moment with Brian Hooker, our PhD friend, and it's amazing because the CDC has denied the link between vaccines and autism and thimerosal mercury and autism. But here we've got traffic pollution now tied to autism risk, according to this new study. So this only strengthens our argument. But then again, the dunderheaded doctors will then say, see, it's not the vaccines, it's the pollution and the traffic. It's like, dude, but when you eject the pollution that's in the traffic, which comes in the needle of a vaccine, that's somehow not related to autism? You see how we tie that in? So at the same time, we'll give them props. We'll remove those props the next moment because they'll use this as an argument. And I have it linked up, by the way, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Just check it out there at robertscottbell.com. The links to the story, so you'll see that when they come out and try to say, Brian Hooker, you're wrong, it isn't vaccines, it's air pollution from traffic. And we acknowledge, yes, pollution of all sorts. That's why the seven toxicities we went over again on Monday with Dr. Bitar. Because it's these toxicities. You inject them, it makes it even worse. And yet later, maybe we'll talk about this, they want to villainize the grapefruit as the danger. Turning a fruit into a great danger.
Very, very dangerous.
Not the drugs, anyway. Super Don, I don't have that story. No, it's not the story. It's the music you played in my head, thank God, because that was horrible yesterday. I can't believe you did
la,
that.
La, 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 la,
no, don't
la,
do that.
La, 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 la,
I like the Rubber Ducky song way better, by the way.
Oh, get out of here. Come on. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was trying to give everybody else an earworm yesterday with that song.
You were, weren't you?
Guess who it was that hummed that song all day?
Me. You got your own earworm. See, that's karma.
I did it to myself.
That's earworm karma. Well, listen, we got a lot of good karma coming up because Brian Hooker's on. The Freedom of Information Act requests continue to reveal shocking things about the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. We got that, Liam Sheff. We got news on the comic book coming up as well at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Can you go to the same agencies and entities that created a problem and expect that they will repair it or fix it or make it better? That's been the question here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years when we talk about so many of these medical issues that are literally created as big pharma, big media, big government all align and collude against our health. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We answer the question. We know that the same place, the same consciousness that created the problem cannot cure it, heal it, reverse it. And to prove our point, PhD researcher, great guy, good friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Brian Hooker is back on. And Brian, welcome, my friend.
Good morning, Robert. Thank you so much.
Well, I just got to lay it out because we I just broadcast the news. You and your research, if you have a crack team, it's all in your head. No, I know you've got helpers because a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests went out to the CDC to prove that they knew, and those that colluded with the CDC knew about the danger of mercury in vaccines and other drugs and its relationship to neurological damage and autism, despite all of their protestations and denials. And we've got even more breaking news that we're going to get to momentarily today.
Well, I really appreciate being on the show, Robert. I wanted to talk about the malfeasance in the CDC. More documents have been released, fortunately. I can't say the source, or I'll have to kill you.
But, this danger on the Robert Scott Bell Show here with Brian Hooker. Well,
no.
We don't need to know the source right now. We need to know, and we need to see the documents. We want this out there, because anything to discredit this criminal organization is good in my book.
I will not kill Robert Scott Bell. I retract that.
Thank you, Brian.
I first want to mention the autism hearing. There will be an autism hearing this Thursday. That's the 29th of November at 2 p.m. As a part of the Congressional Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And I worked on this hearing. I actually had a chance to meet with Representative Daryl Issa. And Representative Issa is the chairman of the committee. I met with him and his wife, and Representative Vern Buchanan and his wife. And actually, this was a meeting that was set up by my good friend, Dr. Gary Kampakrathis. And we met with him and Andy Wakefield. And we discussed the theme of the hearing as malfeasance in the CDC regarding the vaccine safety program, because, you know, we've compiled this huge amount of information. And this was specifically to be related to the autism epidemic. And ISO was very attentive. He heard us, and he even said, this is what we do. We look at bad behavior in government agencies. And he had, agreed based on the information presented that there was indeed a problem, a big problem. And unfortunately, and I don't know how this happened, I'm trying to figure this out, this hearing has morphed into a more general hearing on the government response to autism in the last 10 years. And
they want to pat themselves on the back for basically deflecting and distracting from the real cause. I mean, I'm not surprised by this, Brian. Of course, each time we think we're making strides in working through the quote-unquote proper channels, we find that they become co-opted and corrupted.
My hope is that that was not Representative Issa's intent, but what has happened is that I think some lobbyists descended on D.C., and I went there too, and I wore a suit, and I'm not a lobbyist. I'm a dad. I have a 14-year-old affected vaccine injured child. So I'm not really schooled at this. I'm kind of a rube when it comes to lobbying. Consequently, what happened is, out of a panel of four parent representatives, there's only going to be one representative that will even address the vaccine autism issue. The two other groups in the community have either consistently denied causation or have just avoided the issue altogether.
So this Thursday coming up, here we are on Tuesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're talking with Brian Hooker, Ph.D. He literally blew the whistle on what was going on at CDC through Freedom of Information Act request. We're going to get more into that. But the upcoming hearing, is this open to the public? Can anybody attend down there in D.C.?
It is open to the public, and there will be four government witnesses, and I would imagine that they're going to come out and they're going to parade all the great things that they've done on the autism epidemic, and they'll tell all of us poor, stupid parents to go away, and that they're going doing great things. We should trust them and probably take more naps.
Not going to happen. No, I think the wake up is each time we see this that the parents have to become more outraged to say, you're not getting away with it. Now, I'm not here to accuse Issa of any wrongdoing, because I think this is way bigger than Representative Daryl Issa. And anybody that's found out about this, we've had congressmen, senators over the years try to do good work and have them shut down by forces much larger than them.
Well, I'm asking, I will be in D.C. I'm not testifying, and I'm not sure if they're going to be using my materials, but I'm going to be in D.C. For the 2 days, the day of the hearing and the day before, and I'm going to do what I can do. Like I said, I'm not a professional lobbyist, And I'm hoping that Representative Issa will consider follow-on hearings and a full investigation of the CDC, because this is just clearly wrong. And I'm asking you and your viewers to, first of all, please pray for me. I need it. And also,
yes,
please write Representative Issa and ask him to continue his investigation in terms of the CDC malfeasance. That would be so helpful.
All right, you heard it. Those are your walking the homework. We got homework on the Robert Scott Bell Show from PhD Brian Hooker. And when he says do some homework, we do it, right? Everybody.
Do you want his address?
Yeah, we're going to have that published in the show notes today. So don't worry. Everybody check it out at robertscottbell.com. In the show notes, we'll have a direct link to be able to send a message through to Daryl Issa, okay? That's an important part of this. So we realize that we don't have high expectations. In fact, our expectations are rather low, unfortunately, for this hearing, because we know the government, let's pat ourselves on the back, all the wonderful things we've done, and deny or obfuscate the reality that there is science, validated science, peer-reviewed science, that is irrefutable in terms of mercury and its causation, connection to a lot of these neurological, neurodevelopmental, and autism spectrum disorders. Dr. Mark and David Geyer have done incredible work back in spring of 2003. They published the paper Thimerosal and Childhood Vaccines, Neurodevelopmental Disorders and Heart Disease in the United States. And it was published in, what was that, the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons?
The Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons. That's correct, in 2003.
Yeah, and showed an indisputable link to Thimerosal/mercury in vaccines and autism speech disorder and even heart disease incidences. So this has been the reason that they have been attacked viciously for simply revealing that which is factual, much like Andy Wakefield being attacked for observing what he did about enterocolitis in children that were being given certain vaccines. And that is just a harbinger of a great deal of danger, to reference that the scientific community is no longer scientific, it's purely political and economic.
That is correct. And can I talk about the Geyers for a minute?
Please, yes.
Okay, the Geyers, Dr. Mark and David Geyer, are my heroes. I met them in January of 2004. My son was only 5 years old. We talked specifically about what was going on in the CDC. We talked specifically about my son's case. Dr. Geyer has helped me tremendously with my son. He was the first doctor that ever did a real differential diagnosis. And you gotta understand, he lives in Washington, D.C. I lived in the other Washington. He was in Seattle. He drove over the mountains in the winter specifically to see my son and do this differential diagnosis. And it was the most comprehensive diagnosis that was ever done. And subsequently, he's been a tremendous help to my family personally. And he and their organization, COMED, have been just an encouragement in terms of the CDC FOIAs. I collaborated with David in terms of the FOIAs. They're helping me out with the court case that I have against the CDC. And they are tremendous heroes in the autism community.
Oh, they absolutely are. And they really put the science first. They're not about opinion. They obviously may have perspectives on things, but the point is, they're scientists. Science is about finding the facts, revealing them, and letting the facts fall where they may upon discovery. And the disputing of those facts, no, hasn't happened in a real scientific way, but the personal attacks on them, as we've seen the attacks on Wakefield and others who have stood up and said, hey, there's a problem here, let's resolve it. And as we said, in these governmental hearings, they very easily do a razzle-dazzle and distract from the real reason that these meetings are occurring, the concern we have for children, no longer, much less adults, no longer being assaulted by mercury-containing vaccines and drugs.
That's correct. And I want to get pointy-headed for a little while, so please bear with me. It's what I do. I'm a little FOIA nerd.
Okay, wait. Everybody get on their pointy-headed nerd hats right now. We're going to take a break. I want you to prepare. Everybody, deep breaths. And Dr. Hooker is going to get through this with us and help us get through and understand what's going on, what the FOIA reports, the Freedom of Information Act requests, are revealing the CDC knew, and what is the science referencing the mercury causation of all these neurodevelopmental disorders and autism spectrum. So stand by. Lots more healing to go. Nerd hats, pointy hats are on. The Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got our pointy-headed hats on. They're nerd hats. They're not dunce caps. The dunce caps are being worn by those who would attack the truth seekers, the fact finders, the real scientists, Brian Hooker among them. And we appreciate you being here, Brian. All the links are up. In fact, you can check it out. A lot of great information is there at ComEd's site, and that's at mercury-freedrugs.org. And I've got the links up, so you don't have to remember that. Just link it at robertscottbell.com. You'll find out what we're about to talk about after the fact. So go ahead, Brian. Let loose. Be the teacher that you are.
Okay, great. First of all, I want to say CDC has a concerted effort to suppress any science that would show vaccine adverse events, especially related to the fact that mercury is still in vaccines. And they also have a dedicated effort using taxpayer dollars to malign researchers that would suggest and report that these adverse events are directly related to vaccines and vaccine components. I recently saw some information where CDC was funding individuals to do quote-unquote surveillance of anti-vaccination groups. So since I guess I'm lumped within that, the CDC is using your tax dollars in order to surveil me and other groups that would dare question the safety of any vaccine and any vaccine component.
Imagine surveilling parents of vaccine injured, damaged, or even killed children. that you're now the enemy because they've destroyed lives and damaged children, that they must watch you because they've created, what have they created? I mean, this is astonishing in the surveillance society that the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, I mean Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I get those confused, that they're actually looking, watching you while they deny the science. The real science that Brian Hooker is revealing here and has been revealed via the CDC's own admissions through Freedom of Information Act requests.
That is correct. And looking at the Geyers, like you stated earlier, in spring 2003, they published a landmark paper, Thimerosal and Childhood Vaccines, Neurodevelopmental Disorders, and Heart Disease in the United States. And it did show a relationship between thimerosal exposure and autism, speech disorder, and heart disease incidences. The data and results were based on VAERS, that is the publicly accessible vaccine adverse events reporting system database that the CDC uses time and time again on the flip side of the coin. What the Geyers did is they looked at comparison sets of children that got the diphtheria, tetanus, whole cell, and acellular pertussis vaccine for those children that got that vaccine with the thimerosal and without the thimerosal. It was a very, very straightforward, elegant study. And now in order to interpret the VAERS data, the Geyers had to contact the CDC directly in order to get some manufacturer-specific information. And they made this clear. They actually published a letter, a follow-up letter in the fall of 2003 in the same journal, Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, and they clarified their methodologies, and they had stated that they got the manufacturer-specific data, but they could not disclose the manufacturer-specific data because of CDC requirements in terms of that. And it turns out that I have the emails where the Geyers actually got the data directly from a CDC employee named Lisa Galloway. The emails date back to 2002. So they were clear. And in that letter, in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, the Geyers explained this explicitly. Okay. However, in the fall of 2003, back at the CDC, officials, Dr. Frank DiStefano, he was a former head of the Immunization Safety Office, and Dr. Melinda Wharton, I think she was the deputy director of the National Immunization Program, noted that this letter had occurred, this paper had been published, and they expressed the concerns that the Geyers had obtained the data. And they said inappropriately, but it's very clear from the correspondences that the Geyers went through appropriate channels and they did get manufacturer-specific data. This is an email that's dated September 19th, 2003. And I want to quote it, okay? I'm big on quotes. "Unfortunately, we were unable to provide the identities of the vaccine manufacturers or the number of doses distributed based on the biological surveillance summaries of the CDC." This is a quote from the Geyers paper, which are broken down by manufacturer. "The CDC claims that this information is proprietary and requires us to agree not to divulge it as a condition of being given access to these summaries." So the Geyers were very explicit that they got the information directly from CDC. And then Frank DiStefano, who was the author of the email, replies, "This statement, along with the fact that the Geyers Guillain-Barré syndrome rates for two of the manufacturers seem to be correct," Guillain-Barré is a syndrome that follows flu vaccine, "makes me suspect that somehow the Geyers got manufacturer-specific biologic surveillance data." So they had the epiphany that the Geyers got this data, and it was confirmed by the fact that they had information and they had predicted the rate of an adverse event based on that manufacturer-specific information. However, DiStefano had an epiphany, and he wanted to be able to use this to his advantage. So several days later, he changes his approach, and he accuses the Geyers of fabricating the information rather than clearly embracing the fact that they had obtained it from the CDC. And
by the way, they already knew and acknowledged that's what they were discussing, the fact that they had gotten this.
It was clear. It was clear. So this is DiStefano's email 3 days later, September 22nd, 2003. And he says the Geyers are publishing many articles using VAERS data in which they are purporting to find a number of vaccine-associated adverse events. Manufacturer-specific dose distribution data have been central in many of their analyses. Their methods are highly questionable to begin with. They aren't. I'm editorializing.
Sure.
But if they are claiming to conduct manufacturer-specific analyses, when in fact there is no way they could have had such data, then it would provide the strongest evidence that their analysis is fraudulent.
So they basically laid out their strategy to destroy the Geyers based on improperly reporting what they were doing and where they got the information.
Right, and Frank DiStefano seems to have selective memory disorder because he forgets that 3 days earlier he had said that the Geyers had legally or had obtained the manufacturer's specific data in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, that they actually had it, which they would go out and claim that they didn't. So we see that the behind-the-scenes ways utilizing subterfuge and other things, surveillance. I mean, it sounds like they're more like MI5, MI6, or CIA operatives than CDC people wondering about the science behind vaccines and mercury in them.
That's really too bad because we're paying them to protect my kid. I mean, that's where the rubber hits the road, right?
Well, it should, but I mean, this is the massive wake-up call that you're only alerting us even more greatly and intently because of your own family's, and your own son's issue, which is very real, and many parents out there, that we can't rely upon these groups, organizations, alphabet soup agencies to do that which they are supposedly assigned to do. And the sooner we wake up and realize that, the sooner we will say, no, I am not listening to you. When you tell me it's safe, I don't believe you. And here's why.
Correct. And I want to move on further because the CDC capitalized on DiStefano's email. And they published a review article in 2004. The lead author was Sarah Parker, who is out of University of Colorado Health Sciences Center. And it was called Thimerosal-Containing Vaccines in Autism Spectrum Disorder, a critical review of published original data. It appeared in the journal Pediatrics, and it accused the Geyers of fraudulent methodologies. Okay. Now, the way that this article came about is the CDC official, a senior science representative to the National Immunization Program, Dr. Larry Pickering, and his cohort, Dr. Ben Schwartz from the CDC, actually recruited Parker to be the lead author of this article. And I've got the correspondences between Dr. Parker and Dr. Pickering. I FOIA'd these back in 2005, and these are conversations that they had while the manuscript was being prepared. Okay, and they dismissed the Geyers' methods, and in their review article, they say, the authors indicated the source of these data, that is the data that supported the adverse events, as biological surveillance summaries of the CDC. However, CDC reports only aggregate doses distributed for DTaP, that's one of the vaccines that they were considering, and other vaccines, and provides no manufacturer-specific data. It is unclear how the authors estimated manufacturer-specific data because, on the basis of agreements with manufacturers, CDC does not release these data. False. Oh. False. CDC released that information.
That's a bald-faced line that they just said. They actually made a false. I mean, this is something that you could bring them up, as this congressional hearings, but I'd say that it's criminal activity at this point because kids are being harmed and some are dying.
Correct. Now, I tried to make the original emails involve Frank DiStefano, who was in charge of Larry Pickering, who was writing this article, and that was enough to bug me. But in some additional emails that were just released, I found out that Frank DiStefano completed a review of this manuscript personally in January 2004. This is after he knew that the Geyers had obtained this data correctly. Okay. Yet DiStefano never corrected the manuscript, full well knowing that the Geyers actually obtained the manufacturer-specific data from the CDC. Now,
this is a disinformation campaign, misinformation campaign with great intent and purpose, explicit to keeping this information from parents who would then, of course, question the sacrament of the Church of biological mysticism, that being vaccines.
Right. Larry Pickering, like I said, initiated the article, and the CDC does things. This collusion is not random. It's done for specific reasons, and unfortunately, it's well planned. They basically wanted to get this review article out before the Institute of Medicine had their Immunization Safety Review Committee meeting in February 2004. In fact, some of the emails between Larry Pickering and Sarah Parker, the lead author on the article, discussed that they need to get the manuscript done so they can turn this over to the IOM. Okay. And this was all a part of the plan to indemnify Thimerosal, as the IOM committee was chaired by Harvard researcher and I believe CDC propagandist Marie McCormick, and she used almost verbatim in the language of the Parker publication in the report issued on May 2004, used verbatim the language basically because the Geyers submitted their publications to the IOM, and Marie McCormick and the Immunization Safety Review Committee needed some way to be able to marginalize the Geyers publications.
Good Lord. All right, hold on. We are so knee-deep in CDC hypocrisy and criminality on their claims here. I got to take a break. I have got to take a break. Brian, can you stick around another segment?
Absolutely.
All right, keep those hats on. Keep your ears big open. You're going to have to re-listen. I will link to all of these documents that Brian allows us to over to the ComEd website as well, so you can see firsthand why, if you listen to the CDC, you are asking for trouble. And, of course, what we do here is bring the power to heal back to you. Brian Hooker is helping us do that this hour. Stand by. We'll be back with him and more on the CDC shenanigans that may be dangerous and perhaps deadly to your children after this.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's Probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell. Wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it, immediately it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, we're in deep, but this is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We cover the corruption of science. We call it scientism. And we also highlight and spotlight the scientists who actually not only believe it, but they do what they're trained to do, which is find the facts, reveal them. Wherever the so-called facts or chips fall, you deal with it. But right now we've got political and economic scientism overruling real science in regards to the danger that vaccines, particularly those with mercury or other nasties in them, are to our children. And many people that still hold great, let's say, belief or faith in these institutions, in government and in science, we need to wake them up and realize that the corruption has been on for a long time. And now what Brian Hooker has done is brought this out in real time, in a present day perspective, so that you will not have to subject yourself or your kids to this danger, and you can wake up your family members and your friends. Rooted, again, in sound science, that's what we're doing here. Brian Hooker, appreciate you so much for taking the time to go in deep with us.
Great. I appreciate it as well. I do want to go back to what I mentioned before the break. The ILM, Institute of Medicine Immunization Safety Review Committee, and the report in 2004. And why this is important? Because the conclusion of the report said that there was no causal relationship between thimerosal and autism, and that essentially this research should no longer be conducted. It shut the door for further research to look at this causal effect. This was a report paid for directly by the CDC and actually edited through the CDC. The CDC selected what articles the committee would look at, and it did shut the door. I actually have reviewer comments from proposals that were submitted that looked at this, that invoked this IOM report. It was also used in court to deny vaccine injury compensation for individuals who were injured by thimerosal through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. In fact, in court, it was invoked almost 20 times within the judge's final decision in one particular case.
I want to remind everybody listening to this, because, again, it's a lot of information. I know you'll have to re-listen and link up like we do through the show notes at robertscottbell.com to find what all is being revealed here. But earlier in the year, actually, we talked extensively about what you found with the studies that the CDC had claimed had basically, as you said, shut the door to further inquiry. It was done. There was no way you could say, hey, there's a link here. They said, no, there's not. But you showed the 3, 4, or 5 papers actually proved the opposite, that there was a link. But the very papers the CDC relied upon to say there was no link was the opposite outcome in reality of those papers, because you accessed the data. And so the conclusions were wrong. They erased things. They rewrote things to make it seem as if they could justify and validate that there's no longer a need for any scientific inquiry along this line of thought.
I'm glad you brought that up. There were actually 5 studies. All were linked directly to the CDC, either monetarily or through personnel. But the Geyers at the time were the only researchers that had been able to complete any type of epidemiology showing that adverse events supported a causal relationship. So it was important that the CDC take them out. And the CDC did, or tried. And the Geyers are still kicking. I support them 100%. They're going through a lot at this particular time. The Geyers did go back, and they offered proof to the CDC that these data were released directly to them by CDC employee Lisa Galloway. And Parker et al. Issued an erratum. It was buried in the January issue of January 2005 issue of Pediatrics. And essentially what Parker said was that, oh, the Geyers told us that they got this directly from the CDC. We regret the error. Now, unfortunately, the Parker article, the erratum was buried. The Parker article has been cited 204 times in the open peer-reviewed literature. Okay. Now, the Geyers are also the only independent researchers that have ever been given access to the VSD. And the CDC didn't like what they were doing, okay? The CDC has waged other attacks against other researchers. This is not a isolated incident. This shows there is a concerted effort orchestrated by the CDC to suppress science and really personally vilify anyone who would question the vaccination program. Okay. Consequently, vaccine adverse events are the big elephant in the living room. Everybody from the government that will testify at these upcoming hearings knows it. And no one in the research community will talk about it because word is out that if you do, you have a target on your back and the CDC will get you.
Now, Brian, I will add, in my interaction with the Geyers, they're men of integrity. And in fact, we would acknowledge that they're not anti-vaccination, even though, you know, as a homeopath and as we do in Natural News and Natural News Radio here, we acknowledge that there are other ways to protect children from dangerous so-called communicable diseases. But the Geyers are not out and out anti-vaccine anything. They're scientists who are saying, hey, there's a problem here. So it made it, I believe, doubly hard to attack them based on the fact that they would be, oh, they're just part of that Natural News crowd. These people are inside the doctor and scientific realm. And so to lend even more credibility to their statements, they are not anti-vaccine.
That is absolutely 100% positively correct. And they are men of integrity. The truth hurts. But I have never seen Dr. Mark or David Geyer back away from any type of truthful statement based on their very robust science.
Yes.
I'm a scientist. I have personally reviewed their papers. Their methodology is elegant. It is not confusing. It stands in contrast with the CDC's publications. And now the CDC has one more publication that is very intransparent and again says that there's no relationship between thimerosal containing vaccines and neurodevelopmental disorders.
So do we expect more documents to be released, or do we have enough documents to sink the CDC ship at this point to show how corrupt they are on this issue?
Yes and yes. We expect more documents will be released. I am hoping to get additional documents even as we speak. But we have enough information now, and my job in terms of being responsible with this information is figuring out what we can do with this to be able to protect children, protect the unborn that are receiving flu shots that contain thimerosal, not only the seasonal flu shot but the pandemic flu shot, and also protect and to compensate those individuals that have been maimed by these vaccines.
Oh, well, listen, it is so much effort, so much work involved, and so many people. Brian, you're a lightning rod of goodness here, in my humble opinion, because of what you're revealing here. And my heart goes out to you, of course, because of what happened in your own family with your son as well, that story. And that's what's driving a whole new generation of fact finders, truth seekers, questioners of the authoritarian scientific medical establishment here, who have not invested in science, but they've invested in selling out science in order to profit. And they will discard your children, and they have discarded your children in the past. Don't let them do it again. Do what we can. What can we do to help? My listeners, the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, I know we want them to contact Daryl Issa, but what else can be done to support this effort?
The biggest thing is to get the word out, tell your pediatrician, talk to your pediatrician, make choices that will protect your own children. I do not want what happened to my child to happen to anybody else, period. And I want to stop that. In addition, my son's the most wonderful. He's the most wonderful, interesting person I know. And he is nonverbal. He has multiple medical problems. We do not see autism as a gift. We see it as a curse. And we fully believe that the technology is there in order to be able to correct some of the deficits and the deficiencies. The medical community is not embracing these, again, for fear of reprisal.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's why we must stand against the establishment in this case, because they are suppressing this information and, of course, leading more children down a dangerous path. And, Brian, I salute you and I appreciate you so much, all the work you're doing. And we're going to have a to be continued here because we went through a lot today and we've got to leave it there.
I appreciate it. I really want to thank you. Our life is hard, but God is good every day.
Bless you, sir. I appreciate you so much. Everybody, check it out. The links are online at robertscoutbell.com, the ComEd's website, and you can find it there. And we'll continue to track this story as it progresses. In the meantime, we're going to take a brief break for a breather. I don't know if you can take off your thinking cap because we got Liam Sheff coming up next hour. But for now, Brian Hooker, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. Tell your friends that what? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Good morning to you.
He's life.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, life.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbow shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
For those of you not fluoride infested, you'll get the reference that Super Don was trying to make last hour. Welcome back, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show here. We've got amazing, amazing talent behind not only the microphone, but behind the board. Because Super Don, the PhD that he is not, gets it so well, and I appreciate that. The analogy you were making about the pesticide exposure related to the fluoride. And by the way, fluorides increase uptake of heavy metals. But we go back to World War II, Nazi Germany, Holocaust concentration camp, and we know fluoride was used to keep the Holocaust victims to be docile in the concentration camps. We know that it weakens and dampens the will. We know that it increases heavy metal uptake. It damages the pineal gland, so many other things. But it isn't like there's a ton of it in there, right? We talk about acute fluoride exposure. You talk about the little warnings on the fluoride labels on toothpaste tubes, right? Mm. If you ingest this, seek poison control help immediately. Now, we're talking about one part per million and less that can have major impact on your health. We talk about the weakening and modeling of the bones and the teeth, the dental fluorosis as well. And you're talking 2, 3, 4, 5 parts per million becomes incredibly toxic. Incredibly toxic. And who knows how many parts per million are actually in the fluoridated water.
Because well, the figure I saw was 1 milligram per liter of water.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than 1 or 2 parts per million.
No, it is shocking. So if you have fluoride in the water system, please find a way to remove it, reverse osmosis or other methods to minimize your exposure there. Of course, all of these things. And fluoride is actually used as a pesticide, too, to talk again about the AAP story last hour about acknowledging this. Now, we look at modern medicine as something like a blip on the evolutionary radar scale, even though we don't believe in evolution here, because it's like we're not scientific. Well, are you a creationist? Well, yeah, I mean, we live in creation all the time. But we've talked about the fact that there is really no link between the ape man and the human in the sense that it was monkeyed with. We're talking genetic engineering. The human species may have been genetically engineered by aliens. And I know I'm not going overnight with you, but I want to, we bring these things out and really you, read official stories. You'll see some of these things that Liam has written about to bring up the ability to think critically, to question everything, including what you get here. But if we talk about the blip that is modern medicine, the synthesizing of toxic substances into creation that were never before in creation naturally occurring, man goes, hey, let's monkey with this molecule and see what happens. And yeah, they can create a pretty impressive response in the body, but they ignore the toxicity or even worse, the superbugs that they're create. Here's a story this hour I want to open with, as long as if we've already opened the show. Check it out. It's linked up at robertscottbell.com. Medications for treating a common infection are losing effectiveness. This is so old news. This is
ding,
so
ding,
old.
Ding, ding, ding. Whoa, breaking news.
Really, you need an anthropologist in the media to cover this news because it's so old. What is it? They're basically saying antibiotics don't work anymore. We've overused them and abused them, and we've got superbugs. We've got MRSA. We can't use the drugs anymore. Yet this, if this is, I guess it's still new news to the medical profession because guess what?
Well, unfortunately, it's not new news, but it is because they're bringing this up because unfortunately, it's still happening. It's basically it's just saying, hey guys, you know, I know we've talked about this before, but guess what? It's not getting any better
because
we are still abusing antibiotics in this country.
Oh, tremendously so because modern medicine, as I said, they gave up on nature and they embraced man as God. I mean, they basically became demigods themselves in their own right, but they're worshiping at the Church of Biological Mysticism. And the thought is man can outcreate creation. And it's not. We're screwing it up. And so the idea of having a tool in a last-ditch effort to save you when you're so ravaged and overrun by microbial pathogens, that's one thing. But to become the, let's say, Pez dispenser antibiotic in the medical profession has become, it's created a nightmare. And so not only MRSA, but multi-drug-resistant strains and urinary tract infections that have no antibiotic that can help you. And therein lies the reason why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, among many reasons, is that we know of many different botanicals that can help. And we know, of course, of the most powerful natural antimicrobial substance on planet Earth. We know about silver and the use of silver hydrosol. I had a call, Super Don, yesterday off the air, a woman who I had helped many years ago who had interstitial cystitis. Interstitial cystitis. Now, that's a fancy way of saying, listen, the bladder is just toast. The urinary tract infection is the least of your concerns. You're talking about the integrity of the connective tissue of the bladder breaking down, burning, pain, horrible, horrible things that are happening in interstitial cystitis, inflammation, damage to cells, and infection. And the only thing that brought her relief was when she found a urinary specialist that would actually infuse through catheter the silver hydrosol directly into her bladder.
Wow.
Why? Why? Because not only was the infection untreatable by antibiotics, but the damage to the lining of the bladder was so beyond repair that there was nothing that modern medicine had. So they had to go to silver. And silver not only tamped down and eliminated the infection, it reduced the inflammation of the tissue, but it helped to regenerate integrity.
Helped it heal. Absolutely. Yeah. The healing properties of silver.
Yeah, this is important to bring up because it relates as well to the epithelial lining of the gut, the most requested information about silver allo protocol. But right. Herein, the difficulty is that silver is metabolized not by the kidneys, unless it's a salt, which you don't want to take, which we don't recommend. That's why we use the silver hydrosol. But it's metabolized by the liver and bound out and brought out through the excreted as solid waste through the colon. So you don't get a lot of urinary tract interaction when you want it orally. And that's why it was necessary to do this. Now, this woman was very nice. She called me to say, listen, I got more information that it was related also to Lyme disease. And so it only strengthened her understanding as to why the silver helped her, because the Borrelia spirochete in Lyme disease was also eradicated by the silver directly in the bladder via the direct infusion. So this is huge news. Huge news on that front. But again, many in the medical profession are loath to consider non-antibiotic options, even though they've run out of antibiotic options. So that's not part of the story. They only scream at the dark, stop with the antibiotics! But we've got nothing. Nothing else. They have to go back in time. Yesterday, we mentioned that story about everything old is new again, or was it the day? Yet, again, the reference points to natural antimicrobial substances that don't have collateral damage is very, very important to me. So if you haven't already picked up that 16-ounce bottle of Sovereign Silver at shopnaturalnews.com, please do so. This is a life-saving mineral trace element that is in a non-toxic form there. A non-toxic form. So here we go. They vilify minerals and they embrace toxic medicine. Another story related to this is the vilification of the humble and lovable grapefruit. Super Don, yes. They're going after the grapefruit again.
Oh, this is amazing, because I was scanning through this article and they actually say, I mean, it's really actually scary, because they're talking about how if you eat this particular thing, it may cause sudden death, acute kidney failure, respiratory failure, gastrointestinal bleeding. I'm like, oh my God, what is it?
Yep.
Grapefruit juice. It's like, what? Well, yeah, if you combine it with certain medications, apparently it makes these medications on steroids. It makes them super powerful.
Yeah, this is interesting, because here they're acknowledging the citrus fruit's role in doing certain things that are very beneficial. We got bioflavonoids, we got vitamins, minerals, different things. And suddenly it becomes an enemy, because why? It makes the drugs more potent. It's not that it stops them from working. That's the weird thing about this. When you read this, what it does is there's an enzyme that would normally deactivate about half the effects of medication. So they know going in, they're putting in more toxic drug because they know your body would normally inhibit half of the impact, which is a life-saving thing. Your body's going, whoa, don't put that in me. We're going to stop it. But we can only cut out half of it. But the grapefruit actually unleashes that enzyme. Or inhibits. I mean, the thing is, it basically pulls out all the governor, the stop, you know, governor on an engine. So the drugs suddenly are working overtime. They become 10 times or double, at least, the more toxic. So rather than vilifying the grapefruit, how about acknowledging that drugs are toxic?
Yeah, because, of course, the way they write this is grapefruit is causing the problem rather than it being that the drugs are causing the problem. Grapefruit, it's a fruit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's natural.
They're worried about cholesterol-lowering medications, which nobody should be on, right?
Right.
The Socor, the Lipitors, the Prevacols. They're also the blood pressure-lowering drugs that we've already shown do not work. So what are they going to do next? Attack cruciferous vegetables? Right? They vilify grapefruit. Well, it'll take a Harvard psychiatrist.
Broccoli is dangerous. Stop eating your broccoli.
All right. Well, we're going to find out about that. We got to take a break here. Thanks to our sponsors. Go to robertscottbell.com. Please click on all the links. Click the links. And we'll be right back with Liam Sheff, the rabble-rouser himself, returns. Cruciferous vegetables? Are they really dangerous? We'll find out after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And now we're joined by the inimitable, the guy who imitates everybody, sometimes even me. Liam Sheff is back. Hey, Liam, can you do the show for me on Thursday, I think?
We're back on Super Pioneering Health at Thursday.
That's exactly what we need. We need an exaggerated Robert Scott Bell show on Thursday. I got to do some stuff with the kids in school. So if you'd help me out there, I'm just asking you on the air, not to put you on the spot or anything.
You got stuff coming up. Can you believe the FDA? Oh, I'm going to kick them right in their aspirin.
You're going to make me snort or something silly, you know, a really strange sound if you keep this up.
All right, go get him in the aspirin, Robert.
Hey, yeah, we'll do it. Hey, by the way, another sale, another earth-shattering official story sale. Is it still going on?
No.
Oh, I missed it. Darn it.
The book's not expensive, though.
Darn it. Well,
no,
I know.
It's about $13, but no, I had it on sale for the Black Hole Friday to Dark Matter Monday weekend, because both are inventions of the scientific community. There are no black holes. There is no dark matter. Those are inventions.
But there are probably pictures of two women fighting over your book somewhere.
No, that's so cool. That would be great. I have pictures of lovely moms. You know, some moms went out of their way to put my book in their.
You see, that's the difference between you and me. You are a looker. People look at you and go, they want to throw things at you. And I don't mean tomatoes. I mean, they're going to throw their underpants at you. Like a rock star you are, Liam.
Yeah, exactly. Move over, Jimmy Page.
I get the people frustrated with, you're so late. It took you forever to do a newsletter. That's what I get.
Watch out, Robert Plant. I'm coming for you.
Hey, listen, are there any more diet war stuff? I heard that there's a Harvard something or other that's going after cruciferous vegetables now.
Yes, I had a lot of fun. Our friend Joni, actually, the joke, you asked me to you didn't really put me on the spot. So I'm not hosting the show on Thursday. I'm co-hosting it with Miss Joni Homegrown Health.
Oh, this is a double dangerous thing when you both get together. I love that. Thank you for that, by the way. I'll thank you.
No, I wanted to give everybody a break from, I just thought it would be more fun with two, and frankly, I didn't want to work that hard.
Well, you acknowledge that there's some level of effort that must go into doing a show 6 days a week?
Oh my God, it's so much work. It's so much work. Number one, you can't really do anything else because it's hard to do a lot of, you have to have material for the show. And if you're a sincere person or a good researcher, or one or the other or both, you have to actually read most of the articles that you're going to talk about on the show. You know, you have to breeze through them, read them. You can sometimes skim through the lighter ones, but if it's a serious research article, you have to read it. And that's work. That takes time. And then
you know what I do? I print them out on hemp paper, chew them up, and eat them. And that way, I don't have to read.
Yes, and you read your...
And I get my omega-3s at the same time.
I'm laughing quietly on the inside.
Cough it up, Fuzzball. Come on.
You know what? How dare you? How dare you, sir? Well, I'm slightly fuzzy. I'm not as bad.
It's a renewable resource. Come on. It's not so bad.
My God. Speaking of Fuzzball, yes. I had to get Richard Pearl back on the... Remember
We are overdue for the three aminos, as he called us.
Yeah, I think you did. He say that? No, it was a you.
I don't know. I don't know if I called him the aminos, but we were three of something very strange, but very, very funny. If you go back and listen to those, they're still good. If you like to laugh. Now, I know we lost some listeners when we got together because it was just like almost too much for some, but screw it. It's time. We have to laugh.
We gained listeners, though. I mean, we have listeners just for the fun stuff, just for the comedy. I think that. You know, those people are really important as opposed to the... All right, you asked me about the meat wars again.
Yeah, the cruciferous vegetables that are being attacked and shellacked. And by the way, before we dive headlong into this, because you and I were discussing this, and I was really taken aback, surprised by the level of controversy supposedly it generated about the meat wars versus the vegetarian wars, etc. That week, I had a contact with a dear friend who shall remain nameless, who had gone paleo primal, and she lost about 20 pounds, and she was feeling top of the world, and it had been many months that she had done this, but she had plateaued, and she was in a lot of, guess what? Was she in a lot of what?
Gastrointestinal distress.
Well, she was in pain, and most of her pain was actually skeletal, musculoskeletal, and we talked about this, didn't we? The metabolic pathways that right. could be overwhelmed or overrun if you're not running the fields, working the land, like she wasn't, and she's not. And so you eat that kind of diet. That's what I had my concern about. And sure enough, it manifested in another person. Now, as I said, I don't have an agenda. I'm pretty much, you know, my goal is to eat as clean as possible. And that's my bottom line, and listen to your body. But many people have gone, look, I've talked about some raw vegans that have lost so much weight like I was losing when I was on that. It just wasn't balanced enough for me. But the point is, listening to your body, I hope that message is getting through. And I talked to her about the metabolic pathway, so she's now moderating her diet and actually including, oh my gosh, some complex carbohydrates.
Which we're built to eat, which we begin to digest with the enzymes in our mouth, which we store as our vital energy glycogen in our liver. So please. Yeah, there's a heart. I don't really have to say any more than this.
Yes.
Harvard psychiatrist.
that's it. All you have to say. Harvard psychiatrist. Okay, I know where this is going.
And she's got a blog, and she does the thing that I hate. She calls herself a doctor. When people need to tell me that they're a doctor out, you know, like, especially like Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Dr. William H. Cosby. You know, that's an honorary thing, but he puts it on his name. Like, come on, dude, just be a comedian. You know, it just tells me that you think way too much of yourself. So she's a psychiatrist, a head shrinker, not a psychologist, not a therapist, psychiatrist. And she's, you know, who knows? I don't know if she's a good or a bad or whatever, but, her blog is supposed to be about nutrition, information, like it's an information clearinghouse. No. It's a total Weston Price agenda blog, total primal. And she makes these same phony arguments that for 2 million years, pre-humans ate this way. Well, guess what, everybody? We're not pre-humans anymore.
Wait a second. I think Harvard psychiatrists are classified as pre-humans on this show.
We're not Neanderthals. We're Homo sapiens sapiens.
Yeah. Now you sent me this story of this blog, and I was even shocked. I thought, come on, no one's going to go after cruciferous vegetables. And yes. This person, as I'm reading this, she goes after and says, you're especially not supposed to eat the stems because they're bitter. And I'm thinking, holy tamale, does she understand anything about the use of bitter foods in terms of detoxification and liver support and alkalization? I mean, this is an incredible dunderheaded. Well, again, say no more. She's a Harvard psychiatrist. But yeah, I was amazed.
Amazed. Yes, broccoli is the new heroin, apparently, to people in the paleo West. You know, and she's identifying Weston Price and paleo together. That's why I'm saying it. She aligns them. She says these are traditional diets. Please look. Here's what people eat: grains, beans, vegetables, tubers, starchy fruits, berries, seaweed, fish, plants of all sorts, roots, leafy vegetables, oils from seeds, olives, fat-bearing seeds, then any small animals you can catch easily, then any of the large animals, which are really, really usually hard to catch in a hunter-gatherer society, which can kill people. So that's the order that we eat. I left out dairy, which you can put back in, mm-hmm. sort of in the middle there.
Yeah.
Dairy, small animals that eat grass and that kind of thing, forage. Now, a lot of people like to tell me that pig is essentially the new what brown rice was a few years ago, very healthy, but now pork is this thing. Well, pigs accumulate a lot of toxins. They're not really a great thing to be eating a lot of.
Well, they are the other white meat. Remember they came out with that ad campaign?
Right.
Everybody thought white meat was healthier. And listen, chicken, you know, I don't know why chicken got such a great rap as being the healthier of the meats. I mean, do you see what chickens eat?
Ugh. Chickens will peck in the barnyard, and they generally eat low in the food chain, but the factory farm chicken are the most diseased animals on earth.
Oh, yeah. No, it was doubled down on the factory farmed cattle, if you will, and the chickens were as bad or worse, yet so many people think they're doing themselves a favor when they're going to Chick-fil-A rump, you know, rump roast or whatever they call that place, or any of these chicken places. And they're all factory farm chickens. And don't tell me, even Purdue, the better, the natural best stuff on earth. What? No, these are factory farm chickens, and they're being fed GMO grains.
Of course they are. They're being fed GMO recycled grains and products and pesticides, and they have to be. And if you want to go research this, just go research it. Just go find, Purdue factory farm video and have a good time. Bring a bag to relieve yourself in because you'll be disgusted. But maybe you need to see this. You know, maybe people who eat this way actually need to go watch the factory farming videos. I did. You want to cure yourself of the American diet, go figure out where it comes from. And that's you know, all I'll say today about diet. People don't like it when I talk about it very much because I don't believe propaganda. Thank you. That's why.
Oh, well, listen, it doesn't take away from the fact that our main message here is listen to your body and be conscious about the food choices you're making. And as I said to everybody, including my friend who had gone primal, and it wasn't that I said, don't go primal. That's just not what I do. I say, just pay attention to your body. And she was stuck. She was stuck. But people kept saying, just keep going, keep going, keep going. I'm saying, no. Your body is telling you something. You've got to make a shift here. That keep going is just, it's the insane brick wall scenario. And that's the only point, I guess, or of many perhaps that we make in our discussions here of pretty much any topic. And also, you know, don't worship people. And, you know, obviously a lot of people will follow on people and will warp the ideas and then turn these people into demigods.
Well, I mean, I have to think of what my agenda is. I get annoyed when people say things that are like wildly untrue and then they put a capital T on it and say, that's the truth. And so when I see something masquerading as a diet thing that's really a religion, I get annoyed. I get irritated. So that's sort of what motivates me. It's just frankly irritation. Like, don't lie. You know, I mean, if you want to say, I want to eat meat all day long and I don't really care what happens and I don't care about animal waste going into rivers and I don't care and that's the way I want to live, I can't argue that with you because it's not a logical point. It's desire. And I can't argue desire with you. It's what you want.
No, and that's not. I don't think we're silly enough to do that unless we're, let's say, making light or making some fun on some of these issues. But it's true that there is some of the what you described, the excess of the West. We want to also justify to some level gluttony. Now, I'm not calling everybody that eats paleo a glutton. I'm not, because, like I said, I admit I consume animal protein as well. But the point is, there is an excess that can be into any realm, in any realm that could result in an imbalance in your body. And the point is, listen to it. Listen to it. But there are a lot of people in the West that want to remain unconscious. I mean, case in point, why we had Romney versus Obama. I mean, that tells you how unconscious most people are right there. You don't have to go any further, except when you say Harvard psychiatrist. Then we've just gone further.
Right. But I have a particular streak in me that irritates that I'm a bad American. I've never really fit in very well, and I don't know what country I would fit into, but I my purpose here seems to be that in some ways of cultural critic, you know, at times I'm somehow always been immune to some of the things about this country that attracted other people, like the I think rather uncritical sense of uber patriotism. I never really understood it. I might have had 5 minutes when I was 11 or 12. I went, and then I went, but wait a second. Don't people in Zaire feel the same way? You know, oh, the land of this, we have the greatest country on earth. If you were born in India, wouldn't you be a proud Indian? Wouldn't you be, you know, it's what I say to my Christian friends. Well, you believe this, but if you'd been born in India, you'd be a Hindu and you'd find the same lessons that appeal to your heart level, your heart chakra, whatever you want to call it. And anywhere you go in the world, you find in every one of the myths that you find a way in. You find a way into your own particular way of being and seeing. I'm not really attached. I defend this country and sort of fight for the better things about it. Why? Because I live here.
Yes, yes. Well, and there are high ideals that we definitely ascribe to and like to see more of, or more embracing of it. And Speaking of embracing, we've got to embrace the break. And when we come back, Liam, I know you wanted to talk more about the coming Robert Scott Bell Show comic, which I'm also thrilled and excited about. So we'll get into that and who knows what else after the break. Stand by. Liam Sheff is with me this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know if we did a drive-by, Liam, on the Harvard psychiatrist story, because I know there was a specific, she had a specific, what do you call it, metabolite to pick with cruciferous vegetables and broccoli, saying how dangerous it is if you eat it.
Yeah, she did. She didn't like one compound in it. The problem I'm having with a lot of what's going on in the American diet rethink is that it's essentially amateur hour. It's like a holiday weekend. You know, people who don't usually drink are drinking and they're driving and they think that they're fine. So you have essentially a new world of people reading the abstracts of medical studies or they're finding one compound in a plant, then they research that compound, and then they decide that she actually says that broccoli can God, I can't even say it.
Go ahead, say it.
It can cause cancer.
Broccoli, right? Causes cancer. Excuse me?
Right. So she actually gets away with saying broccoli. I can't.
You know, listen, broccoli is one of those sulfur-rich foods that may be the most beneficial, especially in the sprouted form. But there she picks the sprouted form as the most dangerous form.
Right. So because she's driving and drinking and doesn't know, you know, isn't used to it, and doesn't know not to, she doesn't understand. Somehow she's a psychiatrist, which, again, already crazy. I'm just saying this, you know, I'm saying this in a general sense. I think if you go into psychiatry, you're kind of, you're buttered nuts already. You know what I mean? There's something really wrong.
Well, at this point, yes, when you look at every emotion or mental thought form as a, you know, evidence of some drug deficiency or some need to alter chemically the body.
Right.
Based on no validated test of any kind. So, these people are actually certifiably nuts themselves. That's perhaps why they go into it.
And yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's fine. I just never knew anybody who got into psychiatry. I'm not talking about therapists and people who sort of hold your hand through emotional crisis or know about, you know, stages of childhood development and where you might be stuck in one from a trauma. I'm talking about people who want to cut your brain open and tell you that you feel this way because of a chemical and then put you on a chemical. Now, to her benefit, it says that she tried to treat some things nutritionally while at Harvard. So I don't want to, you know, entirely libel her. I'm not going to mention her name because it's just not, we'll link the blog and then you can have your thoughts, with it. But what she ends up doing is like everybody now on these paleo blogs, they get the tiniest bit of information about food. Like, oh, this contains this, and now if we take 1,000,000 grams of this and inject it into a mouse brain, the mouse dies. Oh, really?
What did you think was going to happen?
You know, we're back in Louis Pasteur land. Or they're like, well, constant exposure. Yeah, but wait a second. The body has metabolic pathways to get rid of waste.
Exactly.
We have excretion pathways.
Well, I think this is the critical point, most important point. We're back to pathways, awareness of living metabolism versus isolated chemistry erector sets. And that's where she's gone awry, to say it lightly. Now, if we look at, for instance, the presence of methanol in aspartame, aka NutraSweet, AminoSweet, we would say, okay, methanol is a toxic poison. But then somebody who would defend, you know, the methanol in the synthetic artificial sweetener would then say, well, if you eat a banana, there's also methanol in a banana. But then they neglect to mention that there's also ethanol in a banana, which counteracts, by definition, the interface and neutralizes it or antidotes the methanol. So, which is not present, of course, in the synthetic compound approved by FDA after it being considered as a potential chemical warfare agent at the Pentagon. So there are levels of understanding and awareness. You could make the argument, well, if there's methanol in banana and there's methanol in NutraSweet, then NutraSweet is fine. But it's only a fraction of the real story.
And that's kind of where they go.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, actually, this food, and she more or less gets to it. You know, all the stuff she considers bad, she also admits is it doesn't make sense, because all the stuff that she says is bad is then also anti-cancer, and she admits that the body gets rid of it. And then she doesn't talk about the incredible benefits that you get from eating green vegetables. It just doesn't mention it. None of that's there. It doesn't need to be there. Because her point is you should be eating more, I don't know, horse bowel or horse intestine, whatever she thinks that you should be eating, she's not, you know, whatever book she's selling, that's what's important. But no, broccoli is now for her. Yes, it might. She's careful to put the might, because of course that it means not. It might also cause cancer.
Right. Well, I love it when the scientists say it might. You know where they're going. They're really definitive. So anyway, no, I'm glad we revisited that. I know I didn't want to go over it and skim across it too quickly. It's an important thing, but you're right. It's amateur hour in many of these things. And a lot of times there are also agendas. I don't know if this woman really has an agenda or if she's just got an overactive medulla oblongata or something that she's just having to riff on. And then she's got the opportunity to do so because she's a Harvard psychiatrist.
Here it is. So as you can see, sulforaphane, naturally occurring in broccoli, is a double-edged sword. Robert, is there any bloody sword that's not double-edged? I'm so tired of that expression.
Well, I guess certain knives that are made dull on one side, but not a sword. Not normally a sword, no.
Every sword is double-edged, everybody. the dumbest metaphor in the history of this human species. Capable of killing bacteria and cancer cells. What did she just say?
Well, now someone's going to go medieval on you because you've insulted their sword.
It's an anti-cancer, antibacterial thing, she says, as well as killing healthy cells, she says, and even causing cancer. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
Incredible.
Broccoli. Don't be afraid of a light steaming or sauté, you know, water sauté. I don't really like steam baskets because you just, there's something about the energy of it. It's too cooling. But, you know, water sauté, put a little fresh oil on at the end, a little sea salt. Your body knows it's good for you, and your nose knows it's good for you. Your breath knows it's good for you. Every part of your body knows that green vegetables are good for you.
Well, that's why we're going to have to visit this with a koala bear in the Robert Scott Bell Show comic book.
When we come back, though, did we go over again? Oh, were you teasing a break?
No, actually, yeah, we got a couple of minutes before this break. We really, because that was really just the follow-on to last segment's discussion about this, and I think we've done it well. And if we didn't, just call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or write your comment over at Robert Scott Bell Show blog, and yes, eventually I will respond or at least publish it for you. You know, many, many ways to get the word out. Listen to your body. How many times do I say that? Listen to your body.
But educate your head. Yeah. The problem with just listening to your body, which is a good thing, mm-hmm. is if you've eaten nothing but Cheerios and chocolate chips your whole life, mm-hmm. your body will tell you that you want something, but you have no idea what it is.
Well, that is an important distinction. That was part of my awakening, Liam. I'm glad you brought that up, because how did I know what I needed when all I was given it was out of a cardboard box? My body was so confused, or maybe I was confused in my body. My body was screaming out for something, but I didn't understand the language because I had so polluted it for all those years.
Which is why it's so important. You know, it's so important not to go from craving to craving. That, you know, it's so important to just have a balanced meal. And the balanced meal is whether you eat grain, and if you don't, some form of a complex starch. I don't care if it's a root vegetable or potato or whatever. So that you're not overworking your kidneys and liver to make a little bit of glycogen, to make some energy. Just give yourself a complex starch. Everybody in these paleo things says, oh, I just really, what do you do? I'm missing starches. I've read these blogs and they're like, I didn't know what to do. You know, I binge ate ice cream and gummy bears. Well, it's because you're just desperate for, you know, and cake mix. Like, oh, I ate cake mix.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to go that far. And remember the chromium as well, because it's refined out of so many things, including, even though it's supposed to be higher content in certain parts of the animals, if you do eat animals, the point is there are supplements available now that can reintroduce some of these trace minerals that are gone from the era of mass-produced farming, so that even these local organic farms, which are better, may not be as good as 100 years ago. So we still have some work to do, so we don't ignore supplementation on those aberrant craving issues.
Right. Well, if you have terrible, terrible cravings, you know, eat. I tell you what, eat seaweed. I don't like seaweed. Eat seaweed. Eat kelp. You know, put.
I'm still the crazy one. If I go into a sushi place because I'm with friends, and you know, I might not know it, so I'll just say, "Can I have some seaweed?" And they're like, "You want a seaweed salad?" No, 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 just the seaweed. You know, the stuff you wrap. They don't understand that. Very few people that do that. So I still know I am unusual.
Oh, I love seaweed, but eat kelp. You can't just eat nori because nori really, you know, people like nori.
Right.
I like nori. No, no, you got to eat the kelp and the wakame and the stuff and get an East Coast. I hate to say this because I love Japan, but just, you know, I would avoid Japanese seaweed right now. I just would. That, yeah. You make your own mind. You know, all seaweed is organic because there's, you know, we don't spray pesticides in the ocean, but the ocean is full of pollution. So get a good seaweed and that'll help. Eat a carbohydrate. I don't care what it is. Just eat a carbohydrate. I don't care if it's tubers or whatever. Just eat a carbohydrate. You'll get rid of your cravings that way. Then eat your protein. I don't care if it's lentils or fish, or if you're going to eat meat, eat some meat. But, you know, you can't just live on – man does not live.
What? Where are you going with that? We got to take a break. All right. Maybe we'll get into comic books to wrap up the show, shall we? Let's lighten it up a bit.
Lighten it up.
I don't know if it's possible, but we're going to try.
Clean it up, buddy.
All right, buddy. All right. That's Liam Sheff. This is Robert Scott Bell. We're going to be right back wrapping up the show today.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart.
For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Set your DVRs on stun. Liam Sheff and Joni Cox will be hosting, co-hosting the Robert Scott Bell Show this Thursday. How cool is that? I'll definitely, I won't be chattering or cringing because you guys are awesome. So there. Anyway, Liam, thank you. We got a comic book coming up. I love talking comics. I used to read them. Now we're going to be in them.
Yeah, you're a character in one. I'm a character in one. We have a sidekick who's a very neoconservative koala.
A neoconservative koala.
Well, I was, you know, when I started this, it might have been a year ago that I did the initial sketches. It might have been a little less, but it was something around there. And I said, well, I want to do a comic for the show. And I realized that, you know, between you and me, you know, we'd mostly agree. And so that's boring, you know. So we needed a foil, somebody to really argue with us. And you don't want a really dumb foil. You want somebody who can challenge you and who will go out of his or her way to make you look stupid. I mean, that's what comedy's about.
Yeah, well, I think a koala is so cuddly and cute. To make it a neocon, it really is an interesting concept, and one that is sort of like a skeptic, one that it sort of doubts, like a doubting Thomas, I guess, everything that we say or do, because, you know, hey, we're not the mainstream of everything. We're out there, you know, pushing the envelope for rediscovering what science is.
Well, leave the envelopes on your desk, okay. or put them in the mailbox. Just don't. Why are you shoving them around? So the koala is a neoconservative. He is named for. I won't give it all away right now, but he is named for a major perhaps an American head of state, not a president, but a very important person, a war criminal,
monger?
What would be? Yeah, warmongering neocon, but the word wasn't neocon at the time that he was around. So he's named for a very famous person, and he refuses. So if we say that vaccines are bad, he's going to argue with us. He's going to actually probably go out and try to get vaccinated as many times as possible. If we say that GMOs, he's going to, you know, GMOs are terrible. He's going to call us deniers of science and see if he can, if he can eat as many GMOs as possible. And we're going to see maybe what happens. Maybe I'll come in with my wiseacre comments and you'll come in with your healing modalities, and we'll see where it goes. Other people featured in the comic. I want to get Dr. Batar in. I want to get everybody in. I want to get, who's the funny Carolyn Dean? I want Carolyn Dean in the comic.
Yeah, you know we'll be having magnesium on those pages.
Absolutely. Well, magnesium is very, very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you get the idea. So, but it's half sci-fi, but it occurs in sort of a no place and in every place. And you broadcast out of this big astronomy, you know, like a big macro telescope dome. Have you seen those big astronomy? What are those called?
Well, the place where you go and watch the star shows indoors.
No,
not the planetarium.
No, not the planetarium, but
actual observatory then.
It's an observatory. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll be doing some observatorying.
We're going to have that, and we might have some vortexinal machines, which you coined, a word which you coined on the show.
Yes. You know, how does that happen? I usually try to come up with a new word every once in a while, and, you know, since we've been at it, there's been so much going on that I think I'll be inspired to create some new words as we go along for the comic book.
And we're going to launch the Robert Scott Bell Show Adventures fan page on the FBI Social Network, aka Facebook, probably in 2 weeks when I have maybe 10 or 15 images that I can leak. You know, that's not I just mean release. I didn't mean that in a kind of a pee-pee kind
no,
of
No, I didn't take it that way. Right. Not this time, William.
This time, buddy.
You just look out.
Not this time, pal.
Yeah.
And we'll be putting up pictures of the koala once I, yeah. And, anyway, it's all coming out. I'm working really hard on it, which is why I sound a little distracted. I'm actually doing it in the background. I'm trying to direct the room full of, I hired some, I don't know if they're called children. Anyway, they're from another country. They're south and making them draw it. No. No, don't. Hold
oh,
on.
Oh, man. They're getting me in trouble on this comic book before it is released here.
Second. Do you want to eat tonight? That's supposed to be Robert. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to work this out.
You better make me look good, buddy.
All right. I'm drawing. It's fine. There are no Asian children being abused. And yeah, we'll be putting it up. So look for the Robert Scott Bell Show Adventures Facebook fan page. Oh, Robert, I forgot the most important part.
What's that?
It's a coloring book.
Yay. Now, this is really creative. And I must say this, Liam. This is the idea of like, when I went into my kids' school and I'm actually teaching them and I'm watching a teacher that's teaching them how to think critically, bringing these ideas to life in a comic form, of course, reaches, as we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, reaching all ages. It was more important to me that we would reach younger and younger in the mindset, because so many of the old people have just, they're set in their ways. That's just the nature of, I guess, being old, because even when you're old, if you're young, you're not set in your ways. So the idea was the appeal of the youth in all of us and stay young that way. So the comic book will do that, but plus we take it into the coloring realm. I'm thinking about like my kids who are not vaccinated. How do they interact in the world of vaccinated kids when the topic comes up? We can help them at younger and younger ages through this. That's just my perspective initially as we're discussing it.
Right. And it's a fun thing because it's drawn, but then a lot of it you can color in, and there's some special pages that'll have, like, you know, maybe who was Louis Pasteur, but really, and then what's in a vaccine, but really,
mm-hmm.
not the Rite Aid version. And you can do funny, and they're going to be a little bit comical because I'm not trying to scare everybody. You know, I'm not. So we'll talk about reality, but you know, just because they grow stuff inside of a dog kidney, I'm not going to necessarily draw an actual sort of verisimilitude model of a dog. I'm going to make a cartoon. And
yeah, there are ways to pull it off with great humor, and kids will get it. They'll appreciate it. They'll sense where this is coming from as well. But, you know, we need tools for those of us who are awakened, and I'm talking about the kids especially that you're trying to raise, like I am, to be in this world, but certainly not of it in the terms of the Borg collective.
So that was a good one. Sorry, you caught me off guard. Borg collective there. I like that.
Well, I think we might have a visit to one of those.
We're doing a comic, and Robert and I are in discussions. I'm doing the drawing, and Robert's acting as creative consultant. He puts a little bit of rice in the bowl and puts it under the door every once in a while, and I keep drawing.
I am such a horrible taskmaster, Liam.
All right. Hey, I gotta get going. The ink is drying out.
Oh no, we can't let that happen. Listen, Liam, appreciate it. You warm up those vocal cords because you and Joni gonna knock it out of the park on Thursday here this week. So I appreciate you guys doing that. And I want to say thanks as well to all of you that listen every week. Also to Brian Hooker, PhD, for helping us cover the story of the CDC and all of the non-science happening out there. Political stuff, it's amazing. Economic stuff, it's amazing. But go back and listen to last hour if you really want to get to the heart of that. And don't be fooled again. All right? Tommy, The Who, you know what I'm talking about. Thank you, Liam. We got to take a break till tomorrow. Right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Check out the links, including the Liam official stories, robertscottbell.com. It's all there. And the latest from John Rappaport as well. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.